Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrds.
Hello, folks.
And you have your guest, Attorney James V. Roberts, Jr., attorney at law. And hello, Jim.
Hello, this is Jim Roberts.
Hey, Jim. Well, Jim Roberts, folks, I kind of want to reiterate, Jim, kind of what we are and what we do. You know, we're a comprehensive financial planning group and investment. We do investments and advising investments. I'm a fee-based advisor, or I do commission basis. But Jim Roberts is our estate planning attorney that works with us on our cases, does seminars with us. He's in Spanish Fort. We have Richard Lindsay out of Mobile is our CPA. He does the tax work with us. So part of comprehensive financial planning, you got to look at tax issues, legal issues, as well as investing issues. And we've got a team with, we've been together now, Jim, how long? About a year? So?
Yeah, probably a year now. That's right.
And just kind of catching up, let people know who we are. I'm in Daphne. I'm located right off County Road 13, Daphne, by the high school. And Jim, you're over at Spanish Fort by the mall, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually about 100 yards inside of Daphne with the Spanish Fort address, but we're right across from the Eastern Shore Center.
And so Jim's been practicing law since Lee was a cadet.
1984.
And I've been in the business now, I'll be 32 years in April.
So we
all got gray hair, and Richard's been a CPA for 20 years more, I think, so I'm not sure, but I don't remember. And we rotate and have one on the show each and every week. Sometimes we skip around, have other guests. But what I've been preaching, Jim, to everybody, and it's hard for people to understand why, that the markets are in for a big, big downturn, a big correction. And it's hard to visualize that when it's doing well as it is, but it's not really doing as well as it seems. Prior to the day, the market was down 2.5%. But, you know, today, as we tape this show, and we're taping it, it's up, but who knows what will be the end of the day. But here's something I've passed on before, and I want people to understand. The government is printing money and buying bonds to support the market and keep the market going superficially. They call it Ben Bernanke. You thank Ben Bernanke for 100% of the stock market gain since 2009. What's happening is I've got the charts and graphs that shows that the overall gain of the market from November 24, 2008 to October 22, 2013 was 104.65%. But if you back out the quantum easing that the government did, the bond buying that the government did, the overall gains for that same period was negative 27.46%. So that tells you, folks, that here's the story behind that. The government can't keep supporting and keeping the market up forever. And when they talk, any talk of easing that or slowing that down or stopping it, which they're going to have to do, the market reacts very negatively. So that's why a lot of experts are out there predicting that the market's going to have a downturn, any range from 40 to 90%, some of them. So I don't know. Honestly, don't know. I'm not an expert on the markets, but I do read and study it. And I know that last year, 2013, stocks were good, bonds were bad, commodities were downright ugly. But now this year, it's already turned around. It's going the other way. So investors don't know what to do. And that's why you need somebody to guide you along, expert. And if you are not willing to take the risk, folks. There are alternatives out there that you can invest and get market-like returns without any risk whatsoever, and that's what I deal in. Everything I deal in is safe money, but safe money does not mean, you know, a 0.25% interest or 1% interest. I show people how they can actually get double-digit returns without any risk at all. You can also get a guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive if you're trying to supplement your pension for you and your spouse, and that income will double if you get confined to a nursing home or need home health care. And that is a big issue in itself, Jim, because a long-term care facility is $60,000-$65,000 a year in today's cost, and the average investor has about $100,000 of money, liquid assets to invest, and that means that, you know, it could wipe somebody out. And that's why we try to prevent, and that's why my business is so good, that people are coming in looking for alternatives. There's people say, I don't want any risk at all. There's some people say, I want a certain portion risk, whatever. We can do that for them, and that's what we do.
You offer our listeners a complimentary consultation if they say they heard it on the radio.
Right. All of our team does. Jim Roberts, Will, Richard Lindsay, myself. If you'll call me at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984 for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Just say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to learn more. And attorney Jim Roberts also offers that same complimentary consultation.
Sure, and that's at 626-3499.
626-3499.
Recently, a lot of people come back to me that saw me a year ago and came back around, and you know they wasn't ready at the time, and they've come back around and saw me and doing business. So,
and also there's absolutely no obligation with that complimentary consultation.
No, the complimentary is free. The first one was free. I'll give you 1 hour free, you know, and if you need it, and I'll look at situation, and then I'll tell you whether I can fix it or not, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, you do similar things, don't you?
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff we do for estate planning or handling trust, we do that on a flat fee anyway. So people come in the first visit, we gather the information, and you know, then it's a flat fee for the work we do for that. Other types of work, like handling estates, we do more on an hourly basis. But we try to, for the estate planning side of things, wills and powers of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, living wills and trusts, we try to do that on a flat fee. But again, that first 30 minutes, you know, would be as a free consultation.
Well, Jim, you know, I've had a lot of people, and even this week, that came in, and some have inherited money, and things have changed in their circumstance and in their life. And even one very, very big client came in this week, and they need a trust, they need a will, they need updated or changed, and I always send them to you. They not always may come in there. They don't come right away. But if you've had circumstance change in your life, Jim, you correct me if I'm wrong, they need to update their wills or their trust.
Well, there's everything. You know, one of the things we run into so often, people did a will 15, 20 years ago, or really say 10 years ago, and they moved from an area of the country to this area, and the people that they have named as guardians for their children, they go, man, we would never name that person now because of how their lives have turned out, or there might have been a divorce along the way among friends or family. And so some of the things that surprise them when they look back at who they have designated to be in charge of their children's money, or I had one couple come in about 3 weeks ago, and the person they'd put in charge of their children's money in the event of their death had turned out to be very irresponsible financially, and they were both aghast at the choice they'd made. So there can be, you know, changes by moves to new areas of the country. There can be life changes, new children. There can be deaths of parents or other persons you selected to be, you know, as fiduciaries, as the personal representative or a trustee. So there are a whole bunch of things. One of the things we do try to remind everybody, there is Alabama has never had a standard power of attorney for financial purposes form, and that was adopted January 1, 2012. We don't panic people because the law says that powers of attorney signed before that time are still good, but the new power of attorney is better, and there's some additional very good protections under the new power of attorney statute that we recommend people. We don't, you know, go into a panic, but we do say, hey, if you're here looking at new documents, this is something we'd very strongly encourage you to do, because it's a better document and there's more protections for it. So there are changes that happen, everything from, you know, parents dying and inheritance. I had a person come in earlier who had suddenly they were going to come into a bunch of money, and they were concerned about, boy, how do I deal with this sudden influx of money that I, you know, I'm not somebody that's raised with money and know how to manage it. I'm really concerned about what goes on. And part of that has to do with setting up trusts or this kind of thing, but they also need, you know, information, direction about how to get it invested to best suit their needs. And that's not something I do. You know, we set up the paperwork to make sure on death that it goes here or there, or to manage it during life. But you'd be more in the end of trying to figure out how to get it invested to their, to, you know, to their best interest.
That's why you have your team of comprehensive wealth management, between the financial advice, the estate trust advice, and the taxes, with Richard Lindsay from Zivac & Lindsay CPAs.
Well, you can't do comprehensive planning without including all three of that, Laurie. It's just no way on earth you can do it, because, you know, if their will or trust, if they need a trust and they don't have one, or if their will's not set up properly, then you know, it could be a disaster after death. And of course, taxes is going to be a big issue. There's not too many people out there that believe taxes are going down in the future. So, you know, you got to have tax advice too. You better have investment advice, folks, because although the market may seem like it's doing great, I mean, the market's just reversed what it did last year. Last year, stocks and bonds were good, were bad, and the bonds were bad, commodities were bad. It's just turning in reverse, and you see major trends in the market, big ups and big downs, things like that. And if you're uncomfortable with that, and if you're trying to live on that money and get a guaranteed retirement income off that money, you cannot have these volatile swings in the market, because it's going to affect your income. And some people just say they don't want to lose any money. They don't want to lose any money because, you know, they knew how long it took it to get back in 2008. And a lot of my clients say, well, boy, I got back 5 years later, I'm back even. And I say, well, what happened in 5 years? You didn't make any money. They say, well, that's right, I didn't. I say, can you go another 5-6 years without making money again in the market? You don't need to. If you'll come see me, I have the solution, Laurie. And I deal in safe money. I got managed money account that's never lost, had a losing year, folks. Never had a losing year. Averaged almost 7% since 2002. 2008, to give you an example, when everybody was losing big, it made 1.64. So they adjust to what's happening in the market. The manager of that fund is world-renowned. Great. I have that. Of course, I have the annuities. And people don't understand how good the hybrid annuities are. There's a lot of bad and misinformation out there, but the hybrid annuities, like the one you've got, Laurie, are tremendous. You get market returns without risk, get a minimum guarantee on it. It can be from 7% or more, and some of them are uncapped earnings in the market. But the thing that people really like about them is a guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse, same income, which will double if you get confined to a nursing home or home health care. That's a big, big issue, because the three threats to the market is low interest earnings, losing money, or being confined to a nursing home and need home health care. People don't understand that $60,000, $65,000 a year.
We don't think it's going to happen to us, but it can. And that's why it's important to call for your complimentary consultation to learn more about these products. With no pressure and no obligation, you'll sit down with them and explain the options and find out what their goals and needs are, and see if you can't come together where they can have safe money and perhaps even earn money to boot. So call Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226, or toll free
1-877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You may be listening after hours or on the weekend. Leave a message. Tell them you heard about it on the radio, and they will call you back and get you set up. And Attorney Jim Roberts also offers that same complimentary consultation. Jim?
Sure. My number is 626-3499.
626-3499.
And Paul, I always laugh about when we do our seminars, and Richard always talks about the number one thing that people do for financial planning is to buy a lottery ticket, and I always laugh because what I want to do is I want to win the lottery, but I don't want to buy a ticket. But I don't know if, like, if you've seen that couple in California this past week that found three, or the story broke this past week, the fellow found three or four cans of gold coins worth $10 million.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I laughed thinking, well, I'd love to have that retirement plan. But I don't own land that's got cans of coins on it. But
I'm going to dig up my yard.
I know. Caught there with a metal detector. It was such an interesting story because one of the issues comes up is, you know, is that abandoned property and do other people that used to own the land have a claim against it? Is it taxable? You know, I was talking to a guy today that said that coins that are before a certain date, maybe in the 60s, when you find cash, that you don't pay tax on it, but that if you traded coins after, you know, the mid-60s, that you would owe taxes. It was an interesting question to me because I assumed that they were going to owe 30% taxes on that $10 million, and that may or may not be the case. But it was an interesting story.
That'd be a good Richard question.
Yes, it would. Tell us about your seminars. You refer to your seminars.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, Laurie. We, you know, most of my prospecting is through seminars, and I do about two a month now. Sometimes I do four because I do Mississippi too there. But our seminars upcoming in March is going to be at Ivy's, I think, March 12th, and at Jesse's at 14th. We move around different restaurants, Ruth Chris, and we'll go to Oyster House, different places.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a nine common mistakes many retirees make in investments, and that's what we're trying to educate people, and we've told it's been very good seminars. They fill up within a day and a half of getting the invitations out now. The invitations just hitting, I think, for March, just hitting the mailboxes, and this is being taped, so I don't know when the folks will hear this, but and they're already getting calls. So Jim Roberts will talk. He has a part in there. Richard Lindsay, CPA, has a part in there, and then I let my young guy running my Mississippi operation will talk, but you know, it's about an hour and 15 minutes. We have a nice dinner, and there's no obligation. We ask people if they want to hear further, talk further, they make an appointment.
And it's interesting, and it's entertaining, and it's useful.
Right. We try to have some fun with it, and I've had other brokers and other people say that we had a good seminar, so that's a compliment, I think, from that. But we got a lot of knowledge in there, and I've had several people tell me it's the best seminar they've been to, so that's the best compliment I could get.
Tell us more about your, you said the nine most common mistakes retirees make with their investments. Tell us more.
Well, there's some things are very obvious, Laurie, that I mean, it's one is thinking your CPA is a tax advisor. A lot of CPAs will not, they don't give information. They don't give, help you to plan. A planner, you know, will say, look, let's come by after we do our taxes and sit down and let's talk about ways to save you on taxes. You know, some people just do their taxes, give me a check, and that's it. Okay, that's one of the things we do. But, you know, there's a lot of key issues. We've added Social Security planning in there. Anybody who is not getting Social Security yet, you need to come to that because people don't realize there's 180 ways to take Social Security. And we're going to cover some of the areas that's most important in there. We talk about a way to get long-term care without paying for it. Now, that's a big issue. And Jim used to say that's the one most interesting to him. And, you know, that's a single premium life where you invest a lump sum of money, non-qualified money. You get a good return on your money, 5-6%, but it's completely liquid. And it has long life insurance on it, which is tax-free. And it has long-term care benefits, which will be tax-free. And it's very easy underwriting for that type of vehicle. So that's something that's real attractive. But, you know, the thing about annuities is the best income you can get down the road and safe, guaranteed, and insured. But annuities are illiquid. They're only going to be liquid at 10% a year. And folks have to understand that. So the first question I ask them, do you need liquidity? Do you need this money there to get out because you can't get it out? And if they say no, then we talk about that. If they need liquid money, I have other areas to put it. It's liquid money. And that's what we do. And then I'll talk to them if they have a will or trust. And if they don't, I'm going to recommend they see Jim Roberts. Not that everybody needs a trust, but that's his job. And if they, you know, if they have a tag, they don't have a CPA or somebody, and they may have an estate tax issue, I'll send them to Richard. And one of the things I want to talk about in a little bit of time that we've got left, Jim, and I didn't warn you about this, but there's a new strategy out there. You understand an irrevocable trust gets something out of the estate, but you can't have any instance of ownership in it, right? You understand that?
Well, I mean, to get it out of the estate, when you say, you know, if it's a revocable trust, which means you can revoke it, it gets it out of the estate for probate purposes. It may not get it out of the estate for, you know, for IRS or for Medicaid purposes. And I think that's where you're headed about how you do some of that kind of planning.
No, there's a new theory out there that I've been taught this week about an irrevocable trust that you can put your property, you know, and get it out of your state for state taxes. And you'd have to have a huge estate in this environment
right.
to qualify. But yet, you know, Congress is subject to changing that. But there's a way now that they've come up with and that you can come out and you can borrow that money out of that irrevocable trust, and you actually can write off the interest each year. You can take the interest out, of that money out that it's earned and actually use that money in there. And it's a clever idea. I've just heard about it this week, and I've already presented it to one of my bigger clients, and, you know, it may work. So I don't know enough details to give it all on here right now, but that's basically how it works.
Well, and a lot of those things, you know, you don't necessarily want to be the first person out of the barrel to see whether it works or not.
Like
yeah. the old joke about estate planning where the lawyer and the client and the accountant are there and they sign all the paperwork and the lawyer pulls out a gun and shoots the client and the accountant goes, "Why'd you shoot him?" He says, "I want to see if this stuff works." So there are some things that people do because you think it may work, you know, and some people with a lot of money don't mind being on the cutting edge because they're going to owe a ton of money. You know, after they get past the first $5.25 million, they're going to owe 45%, you know, of that next dollar for taxes. And for folks with real money, they're willing to investigate ways, and that's been the way of the world since income tax came in. You know, for your average person, a lot of those things don't really matter because they don't have to worry about some of those issues.
Well, you know, I can remember when the exemption was $650,000,
exactly.
and then it went to $1 million, and then I think it was Bush's plan upped it to $5.5 or $6 million. And but you know, government's looking for money. In my opinion, it depends on who gets control of the Congress. You may see that go back down.
Well, and it actually, you know, Bush's last 2 years, it was zero estate tax.
Yeah.
He phased it out completely. And then they finally had you right on the edge of, you know, just Armageddon, and they finally worked it out where it was it worked out as 5.25 with an annual increase, and they treated that more as a permanent fix. But like you say, when you talk about Medicaid dollars, when you talk about these various issues, I don't trust that things won't go back, you know. So that IRS, the income tax and the estate tax issues, you look at what's true right now.
Yeah.
But you don't count on it completely because, you know, Congress is looking. They're wanting to spend, always wanting to spend more. You know, it's just amazing that when the income tax started, it was 1%, and there were screams. And now the top end is 40% or thereabouts. You know,
yeah,
it's amazing that there's nothing in the government that gets started that ever gets reduced, and that's just a true statement.
What's that saying? Is the only thing true in life is death and taxes, isn't it?
And I'm more confident in taxes than I am death at this point.
But it is. It's subject to change. And you got to be ready. And you got to have people that will stay on top of it because, you know, it can change very fast and create a problem for a state. Is there anything new going on, Jim, that we need to know about right now?
Not that I know of. You know, you hear things kind of percolate in Washington. You know, but for a lot of our listeners who, from my end, well, and from your end, they're looking, they have a good nest egg, but not tens of millions of dollars. You know, they're trying to figure out, you know, what I find on Medicaid, it's the people in the 200 to 500,000 that are really need some help. You know, those folks are trying to secure their income, trying to pass down assets because they're in that class that has too much money to get Medicaid or to do other things by states, but not enough money to get, you know, to really pay for true protection, you know. So you have a group that's in that middle group that's really always the middle class really takes the hammer for some of this stuff.
Yeah, the average investor, I think, has about $100,000 of liquid assets at retirement, Jim. And,
well, and I don't know if you saw, I saw this picture this past week that has a gas station, a Chevron or something that showed gas at $1.84, some maybe diesel at $2.04, and then at the bottom there's a line that says, "Just kidding, that was the price of gas when the new administration came in."
Yeah.
So you had forgotten how low the gas rates were 5 years ago. You know, because now you're happy when it's below $3. You know, that whole inflation thing you talk about in the seminars about what's treated as inflation, what's not treated as inflation. You know, it just, there are hidden costs every year that people just aren't aware of.
The government has a new weighted inflation. They say if the gone up from one year to the next, it's because it's a new and better product and went up. That's not inflation, although you are paying more money for
exactly.
the same product. So that's the government's theory. The government's after, you know, the upper class. They want the upper class to pay more towards the low income and poverty people, and the administration there is wanting to force that to happen, folks. And you just got to be on top of that. I and Jim, I know you do too. I give a lot. I give a lot in donations. I do a lot of things like that, and I do it at my own free will. I don't want somebody forcing me to give money, maybe places that I don't want to give it. So, but that's what the administration's trying to do. So you got to be up on your taxes. You got to be up on your wills and trusts and how you leave your money to people. It's very important, folks, very important. And I think we need estate planning attorneys more than ever. And has to know what's going on, what's ahead, what's exemptions, what we can take. And you need investments that are safe, guaranteed that you won't run out of money. You can't lose any money due to market downturns, volatility of market. That's what we specialize in, folks. And we've had no complaints. Our clients are happy. I've been doing this for 32 years. I've had some of my clients been with me for 27, 28 years. So they've been there a long time. I had one in this week, been with me 27 years. And so that's what we do. And Jim Roberts, I know, is a good man. He's a fun person to be around. He's a good attorney, and you can trust him. So, you know, I think you should call him, and I'm going to keep referring my people to him, and, you know, hopefully that we'll help as many people as we can before we leave this earth, which I thought recently might be sooner than later. I had a couple operations, but they were minor operations, but it hit me all in 1 month, all right, so...
Well, we're glad you're back up on your feet again, and you're offering a complimentary consultation to our listeners. This is complicated stuff, but you can lay it out in terms that everyone can understand, and together you decide what is best for each individual.
That's it.
Call for the complimentary consultation. Leave a message for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
You can call 625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And for Attorney Jim Roberts as well, for that complimentary consultation, call
626-3499, and we look forward to meeting you guys.
626-3499.
And don't forget our website, Laurie. We have a website, and they can go to the website, check us out.
SafeHarfin.com. That's Safe, HARFIN.com. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Special guest attorney Jim Roberts in Spanish for it. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.